This is Toronto, a program dedicated to the arts and culture community of this city. My name is Eric Rosenheck. Recently, I spoke to Greg Taylor, the director of Dakota Ring Theatre, a Toronto-based production company that produces podcasts done in the style of old-time radio. Among other things, Greg talked about the characters of Dakota Ring Theatre's signature shows, The Red Panda Adventures and Blackjack Justice. So without further ado, here's the second part of our conversation. Now, just to clarify, Red Panda and Blackjack Justice, are these original characters created by you, or were they actual characters from the 30s and 40s?
Well, thank you for that. no, they are in fact, created by me. You can definitely see the fingerprints of who's inspired them. They're certainly within... The Red Panda is our masked mystery man. The origin of the name is actually a strange one that involves me getting a terrible sunburn while wearing a pair of wraparound sunglasses. And people say, you look like a raccoon. I say, no, I look like a red panda. And then, of course...
The rest is history.
Green Hornet, Blue Beetle, Green Llama.
The Spirit.
There we are. Yeah. And that's just... It's a strange origin, but there it is. But within that, there's elements of the Green Hornet and the Shadow, and there's a good deal of Batman, and this story that evolves, which is really what you don't see a lot of in the classic hero stories. They don't get a chance to grow in their relationships, the characters within the story, because there was always a rotating staff of writers and different performers coming through, and nobody really cared. But this is... The story actually starts in the early 30s and takes it through. Now, the stories that we're recording for next season, we've got into the Second World War, and taking the characters through from a very early point until their eventual, the end of the story, whether that's retirement or whether they all get blown to bits. I'm not saying just yet, but...
We'll just have to tune in and find out, as they would say.
Yes, and... Blackjack Justice is certainly draws from the Sam Spade, Philip Marlowe, Ilka. There's a good deal of little glimpses of Richard Diamond, private detective. And you know, I get these excited emails when I sub-reference something. Just throw in a little line. Jack is washing his socks in the office when the client comes in, and you get 10 emails from people who are like, that's just like Richard Diamond. And I'm like, yes, it is, and that was just for you. The story that we tell is, and if you don't get that reference at all, you just think, hey, Jack's washing his socks. That sounds like something you'd do. But these wonderful little touches and an opportunity to tip the hat to those stories that inspired them, but they are they're new creations. Yes,
I like the dynamic that Blackjack Justice has with Trixie. Would such a dynamic exist back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s when these episodes were originally being put together?
Ah, that is yes, an excellent question, and it's true. If you listen to episodes from that era, often. The only recurring characters, the private detective stories really caught on in the later 40s and through the 50s. They were done by that point. Prosperity was back, so you didn't have giant casts. This is when narration became a part of the storytelling to sort of take you over certain... It reduces the number of cast members in some ways. But you look at the relationship in Sam Spade. You have Sam and Effie are the only two characters, but she's the secretary and takes the notes and is... silly and funny, and it's a wonderful relationship, but she doesn't, you know, backtalk or get to do anything cool. She's definitely not a detective, and it has as much to do with what the audience would put up with. You would never find a sidekick like the Flying Squirrel in any of the hero stories. Yes, there's elements in there of Cato and of Robin and of other great sidekicks, but there's a lot that's really her, and it has a lot to do with, you know, the women that I asked to play those roles and to come on board in any capacity. I never wanted to hand them a victim role, a weak role, just because, oh, that's the style at the time. Well, we take elements of the style, we take from the style, but I think we transcend it regards to the women's roles, and really do see that in terms of our support. You know, the folks who have elected to make a monthly donation to keep us going, or I think you look at the list, and there's a lot of, it's pretty evenly split between women and men. And when you're telling stories about superheroes and private detectives and your list of supporters is not a complete sausage festival, I think something right. I've always been pleased with the way we were able to and create some strong supervillains and dragon ladies and all sorts of good stuff.
How's an episode put together? Take us through the steps.
Well, the first step is, of course, me writing it. And at this point, it comes very, very quickly. I'm writing right now episode 70 of the Red Panda Adventures, which we will record in February. And it happens very quickly. More so for the Red Panda than Blackjack, because you have a little more narrative freedom in a fantasy superhero story than you do in an allegedly realistic detective story. You can just get away with more. So it's easier to write, for me. Sit down and write it. Generally, a script takes about a week to put together. Sometimes it takes two. Early on, there was a lot of rewriting. There was a lot of going and reading things. But you know, when you've written for the characters that many times, they more or less know what they're going to say. And when you're coming up with 24 scripts a year for a few years now, well, yeah, the process does get pretty smooth. So put that together, and usually on any given recording day, we'll take a full day, and we'll do four episodes. Now, we're doing a fairly ambitious season of recording this year, in part because my wife and I are expecting a second child.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Just after the season, our recording would end. So we're actually trying to get about a season and a half recorded. I'm notorious for having this year-long backlog of episodes. I'm just not comfortable not having a cushion there and extending it a little bit. Because there will be. We don't usually record over the summer anyway because folks get busy with theater commitments and it's very difficult to schedule. Also it gets really hot in the recording space, but that's neither here nor there. But if we need to take a little extra time with our first, he was probably about 2.5 months old when my wife said, well, you may as well start writing again because I think we can get back to recording any time. But this one may be more difficult, so we'll find out. The issue always with creative projects is, you know, you've got to, in a way, make them a little bit life-proof because you can never really tell when you're going to get thrown a curveball. And we have built a lovely audience with by being predictable. This is what people want. They don't want to necessarily wonder when will there be a new episode. There will be a new episode in 2 weeks. It's been every second Saturday since October of 2005, and that for me is the key to building an audience, even in an environment like podcasting, where you can bring out an episode whenever you want.
Well, if people want to hear the episodes and want to learn more about your company, how can they do that?
Well, the simplest thing is just to point your computer machine at decoderringtheater.com. Our most recent episode is always right on the main page, but if they look under shows, things are broken down into three sections, the Red Panda Adventures, Blackjack Justice, and our showcase, which is often anthology-style programming that we do in the summers, just different stories with different characters. And pick and choose. They are free. So please, come in and enjoy.
And Blackjack Justice is also on CIUT?
Yes, started this fall, airing on CIUT and Take 5 on Fridays, which is fantastic. You know, we pop up on campus and community stations around North America from time to time, but they're sort of taking a run right through the series with a regular schedule in a major market, so we love that.
Well, Greg, thanks so much for taking the time out. And best of luck in 2010, and all the best to you and your family.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Greg Taylor is the director of Dakota Ring Theater. For more information, please visit DakotaRingTheater.com. That's DakotaRingTheater, all one word, .com. And as mentioned, episodes of Blackjack Justice can be heard every Friday around 9 a.m. on CIUT 89.5 FM on the program Take 5. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And don't forget about the Facebook group. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Happy holidays!